It's Rugby Round the Banner, episode 217.
Hi shitties, it's me, Eddie Stevens. I'm back in my fucking shed. I've been gone for a week. Did you even notice? I've been gone for a week because, as I tend to do, I'm in a two-year cycle, sort of bi-year cycle of a bicycle. a bicycle. I'm on a bicycle of misery because every 2 years I ride that bicycle into a pit of burning hellfire, which I've created. And I drive away my girlfriend and I did it again and now I'm single again and everything is awful. But that's okay. I'm still going to pod today. Even though there's a million reasons I shouldn't. We'll get into that. I do want to say really quickly, I'm not very excited about dating again. You know, 2 years ago I was single and I went on a bunch of dates. Some of them were good. Some of them were not good. The weirdest one was I went on a date with a deaf chick. Did I ever tell you about that? It was crazy because I was chatting with her online and it was like this hot Asian chick, okay? And we'd been chatting for a bit and then I was like, I was asking what kind of music she liked. And she said, well, obviously I don't enjoy music in the way you do. And I was like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Is she like some kind of music snob? But then I was like, wait a minute, is there something that stops her from enjoying like listening to music the way I do? And I looked through her bio and then I figured out it did say ASL, and that's American Sign Language. And, but I'd read it, but maybe it's because she was Asian. I thought it was like some kind of computer programming degree, you know, ASA, I don't know. I was like, once I knew she was deaf, I was like, do I want to go on a date with this chick? Because, and I don't know if this sounds fucked up, but I was worried about noises she might make during sex, you know? And also just the communication. I was worried about that. And I asked a friend of mine, a coworker, I said, would you ever date a deaf chick? And without hesitating, he just looks at me really seriously and says, no fucking way. And that put me off. And I was like, shit, maybe I shouldn't. But you know what I did in the end? And we had a really nice time. Like, we went out, everything was good. She could read my lips really well. So she understood everything I was saying. And I just talked a lot, which, of course, you know, I quite enjoy. And she enjoyed listening to me. In fact, at one point, I said something that she found hilarious. But she didn't laugh, right? What she actually did is she went, "Gah!" And that was the end of that. I didn't want to date her again. It's just, maybe some people can handle it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be mean. This is just what happened. And yes, it scared me. I was scared of her at that point. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to get cancelled for saying that. Because first of all, it's not an insult. I mean, it kind of is. But I mean, there's no deaf people listening, right? And if they are, that is a waste of their time. You don't have to tell any deaf people. That's the thing. That responsibility is up to you. Like, if you tell a deaf person, the only way this would offend a deaf person, and I doubt that they give a shit. They got bigger things to worry about. The only way that they're going to know is if you fucking tell them. So don't tell them, you idiot. Here's my dilemma right now. I didn't watch any rugby for a long time. And then the last couple of days, I thought, I'll check out the Champions Cup games. I watched the Quins match. Very exciting game. Now, here's the thing. I live in the US, right? And I subscribe to the Rugby Network, it's called. There used to be Premiership Rugby on Peacock. I don't know if you've heard of that. I don't know if you have it wherever you are, but it was great. Now it's on this fucking Rugby Network, and the Rugby Network sucks balls. It's terrible for a number of reasons. They don't even show all the games. I found out they're not even going to show like some of the knockout stages live. So anyway, I can't watch the Champions Cup on anything. So what I try and do is watch it illegally, like streams and uploads on YouTube. But there were no other full match uploads. Can you believe it? So I had to
I had to watch just the highlights. But I will talk about the Quinns match, and I'll talk about a few other things, and we'll see, won't we? We'll see if there's any point in me doing this podcast. I just don't know, but we'll find out, as I said. Anyway, it's Rugby Rant Banter, episode 217. Let's go. Do you know what, Sheddies? I have never wanted to podcast less than I do right now. But I got to do it. I've already skipped a week. I got to get back on track. I got to live my life, even if my life is a living hell. But just what the hell am I going to talk about? Quinns versus Glasgow. Tyrone Green did an insane quick line out. Do you remember that? I told you he was shit. I've always said that. Fucking insane. Just does this really quick line out, throws the ball to to one of his teammates, I forget who immediately got tackled. I think it led to a try. It may not have, but let's say it did to make him look bad. I actually think Tyrone Green is absolutely great. That's kind of an inside joke amongst the brethren. Because one year I'd said that Tyrone Green was the best fullback on form in the Premiership. And I was right. He was. But somehow it's turned into every single time he makes a mistake. I'm a big fucking idiot without a girlfriend, you know? Can you shut up? Can you stop bringing that up? Let's see. Oh, also, none of you tell me that Quinns are not good defenders, right? In the 20th minute, Alex Dombrandt made this amazing break. But then he tackled himself. He offloaded to Liner, who then tackled himself. It was very impressive. What was going on with Danny Kerr in that match, by the way? He was doing a fucking Faf de Klerk in defense. He was rushing up and smashing people. Kind of amazing. But the match, it's a bit concerning for me in terms of, you know, wanting English teams to do well, because Quinns, they're such a good team. They're so fun to watch, but they do underachieve at times. And the first half hour, it was all Quinns, but they just couldn't capitalize on their possession, their territory. They couldn't quite convert that into points. Marcus Smith, by the way, is amazing. You know what? Just start him, Steve Borthwick, at 10. I would much rather have Marcus Smith at 10 than George Ford. I don't give a shit. Yes, George Ford's good. He's fine. He's good. He's fine. He's fine. He's good. Marcus Smith is incredible. He's so good. If I just keep repeating that he's good and saying nice things about him, will that convince everybody? I don't know. That try he scored in the 33rd minute was fucking outstanding. George Horn, the Glasgow player, George Horn's try in the 52nd minute. I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but the ref missed a pretty clear knock-on before that. I just wanted to say that. I thought Caden Murley had a good game. There was at some point, I don't know why I made a note of this. I don't know what exactly. There was a charge down where it deflected off the guy charging it down, like deflected off his hands, but it went into touch. I think they should change the law, and I'm usually against changing these laws, but I think they should change the ruling where if you're trying to charge down a kick and it goes into touch, I think it should still be your line out. I don't think that you should be penalized for almost charging down a kick. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if it deflects off a hand of someone trying to charge the kick down, that shouldn't count as a touch. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Anyway, that's really all I had to say about that Quinns match. I mean, except that I thought both teams were really... It was an entertaining game, wasn't it? It was fun to watch. And I'm really pleased that Quinns did win in the end because I think they deserved it. And then just looking at the other matches, haven't the English teams done well? I mean, I got excited about this fairly early on when everybody had predicted a terrible year for English clubs, but they're doing better. And I actually think that lower salaries could result in better teams. I think it's the... I don't know anything about football, all right, but I noticed that there was a... In the 90s, when I was growing up, the England team always underachieved, and it felt like there was so much money in the Premiership and so many fucking foreigners. It just seemed like an environment that is not conducive towards building a real team. And I do think that the smaller salaries will result in... You know, I've said it all before. I lost interest in what I was saying. If you've never listened before, you probably knew where I was going with that. Let's just move on. Northampton versus Munster. I watched the highlights. I can't make much out of it. It's great being a Saints fan, even if you're a shit Saints fan like me. I do want to say Hendy, the Saints fullback, or was he playing on the wing in that match? He's class. I hope that he gets to go on this summer tour. Bath versus Exeter. Poor Alfie Barbary with that knock-on for the Vincent try. Alfie Barbary, I didn't see this match, so you tell me. But I feel like he's one of these guys who was absolutely amazing, got a serious injury, and has never quite looked the same. I mean, he's still good. He is still good. But he isn't as, like, much of an unstoppable force as he was before. I'd still like to see him get a chance with England, because I think he's still very good. But, I don't know. You know what blew my mind the most, and this is just from watching the highlights, was the wheels on Ted Hill. That was ridiculous. How can he be that fast? How can he be that fast? It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. Love Ted Hill, though. Oh, my oven's beeping. I got to run off and take the chicken out of the fucking oven. Hang on a second. What's going on? How do I pause this? Well, shitties, yeah, my chicken's out of the oven, which sounds like a euphemism for something. Chicken's out of the oven! Run for it, lads! I actually already recorded this next segment, and it wasn't recording, and I am so fucking annoyed, because it was not long, but it was very concise and very heartfelt, what I talked about, and I'm going to try to recreate it right now. I don't know how I'm going to do it. What was the last thing I said? The wheels on Ted Hill. Yeah, that was Bath versus Exeter. Who won? Exeter won. Feyenoord looks phenomenal, doesn't he? Moving on, Saracens got absolutely smashed. They seem to be the most inconsistent team in the country. You know, Saracens used to be, like, ruthless. That was their thing. And they weren't always exciting to watch, but they would get the job done, and they were never easy. Now, one week they'll kick the shit out of a team, and then the next week they'll be useless. Anyway, they seem to be pretty fucked up right now, because they really got spanked, didn't they? Really bad. Leicester lost, didn't they? And I didn't look into that at all. I don't think I even watched the highlights. I don't know why. What a naughty boy I am. But listen, this is the thing. I've done some short podcasts in my life. This is going to be the shortest, possibly. But it's for good reason. What am I supposed to talk about? I didn't watch the rugby. I didn't get to see it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I've barely eaten. You know that? That's another thing. I'll get into that. But Saints, Exeter and Harlequins all in the quarterfinals. That's good, isn't it? No idea how they're going to do, because I don't know who they're against, and I don't know if those teams are any good. What a stupid rugby podcast. If this is the first time you've listened to Rugby Rant Banter, it is usually better than this. It's not always great, but it's usually better than this shit. But, yeah, I'm all fucked up, you know? Didn't want to watch rugby. Couldn't enjoy anything. I haven't eaten or slept for a week. I'm eating now, but it's, like, just purely for function, you know? I can't enjoy food, so I'm like, how much protein do I need? Okay, cook some chicken. Eat it. Swallow. Protein requirements achieved. You know, which is great. I'm getting shredded. I am getting so shredded. My abs have never looked better. Do you know what? You should try this. If you want to get in the best shape of your life, just fuck up your relationship with your wife, your girlfriend.
You know, cheat on them. Don't cheat. Well, cheat on them if you want to. It's none of my business. Don't get caught cheating. Don't let that be the reason your relationship ends. That'd be awful. Then you're the bad guy. No, do what I do. Just drive them away. Stop trying. Take them for granted. Just be a bit of a dipshit loser. And then eventually they leave. And then when they leave, you'll go, what have I done? I fucked it up. I'm a fucking idiot. And you try and get back, but they're not ready. And you can't handle that. And you go, who's she fucking? And you go insane and you can't sleep and you can't eat. And you will lose a lot of weight. Okay? Then eventually you get to a point where you can eat, but you can't enjoy the food. Like I said, so you just eat for function. You get on a bro diet. Chicken and broccoli, chicken and rice, protein shakes. Do a steroid cycle. Great time to do a steroid cycle. You don't have it. If you're not in a relationship, you can go crazy. She's not going to know. There's no one to stop you. You do it. Best not to be in a relationship anyway, in case you go a bit nuts and start being psycho. There's no one around. You're fine. If you have kids, you maybe reconsider this, unless you think you can handle it. It's not, again, it's none of my business. Do what you want. Get jacked, bro. Okay, get jacked, get shredded, then win her back. And she'll be like, holy fuck, who is this stud? And everything would be better. And the most important part is we'll all be miserable together. I would like everyone to be as miserable as me, please. So, yeah, again, terrible rugby podcast. Sorry, it's not, it shouldn't have been like this, but it's something. I'm weaning my way back in. Next week, what the fuck am I going to talk about next week? I probably won't be able to watch any of the rugby. I'll come up with something. I'll try a bit harder. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. No, I can't sneeze. Do me a favor. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, even though I haven't been able to make a new video because I've been too sad. But I will soon. Follow me on Twitter, even though I never really use it, at Eddie Stevens with an extra S at the end. Follow me on Instagram at Eddie Stevens Massive. Follow me on Facebook. What am I on Facebook? At Eddie Stevens? Don't follow me on Facebook. Why does I never say that? What else is there? Oh, TikTok. I forget. If you're an absolute homosexual creep from hell who wants to look at weird videos of me, follow me on TikTok. Or if you're into running and watching people, I mostly just post videos of me running. Okay? Anyway, I'm going to go and convince myself not to commit suicide. I suggest you do the same. And I'll be back next week. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening.